It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
October 10th, and happy Tom Cruise Day to everybody that's in Japan. No, we're not talking about the inventor of the hover round. We're talking about Tom Cruise. It's also World Mental Health Day, by the way. So, check up. Now, I need one. Anyway. 1796, the metric system is born. The date 1010 was chosen as an allusion to the base 10 system of measurement. In 1955, the Alexandra Palace transmitter begins transmitting NTSC color television test signals of the BBC. In 1963, IBM announces four new products, the 7335 tape drive, the IBM 1301 disk storage unit, the IBM 1442 Model 4 card reader, and the IBM 1444 card punch. In 1967, the Outer Space Treaty, which was signed on January 27th of that year, by more than 60 nations, goes into effect. In 1979, a couple things here, spanning a couple of years, Midway releases the arcade game Pac-Man in Japan, and then in 1980, Midway releases the arcade game Pac-Man to arcades in North America. 96,000 arcade units would be produced in the United States. In 1994, Intel releases the 75 MHz version of the Pentium processor, and Mosaic Communications Corporation, which would later be called, of course, Netscape Communications, announces the first version of their Netscape web browser, version 0.9 beta. In 1995, the Media Laboratory of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology chronicles the World Wide Web in its A Day in the Life of Cyberspace project. It's to celebrate the 10th anniversary. The Media Lab invited submissions for the days leading up to October 10th of 1995 on a variety of issues related to technology and the Internet. In 1996, Yahoo launches Yahoo Germany.
And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in. From air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2000, Diamond Multimedia Systems announced its first handheld computer, the Diamond Mako, which featured a 36 MHz ARM processor, 16 MB of RAM, a monochrome display, the Epoch OS, and an optional 56 kilobit per second modem. Price of that was $399. IBM announces the intentions to build up a $5 billion chip-making plant and to expand the capability of its existing plants. It's the most costly investment in the company's history. In 2006, the comedy Click becomes the first film released on a 50 gigabyte dual-layer Blu-ray disc. Of course, the movie was about Adam Sandler and having a remote control that could go forward and backward into time. Also in 2006, support for Windows XP Service Pack 1 and Service Pack 1A ends. Microsoft recommends that users who have Service Pack 1 or 1A should upgrade to Service Pack 2 to enhance the security of users' computers and continue to receive updates for Windows XP. In 2008, Apple launches a web applications directory for iPhone, and Walmart changes their stance on digital rights management. Before, they say that they would not support any DRM that was sold from their online systems after this day in 2008. That would mean people that bought DRM could use the current device on the current device, but if they wanted to move it over, they couldn't do that. Walmart ended up reversing that decision.
And in 2009, a Craigslist ad shows up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The person is looking for someone to become an astronaut to fly an experimental flight to Titan. This was not a NASA-sponsored ad. The advertiser had an aircraft that they've been developing for the last 40 years with a revolutionary propulsion system. Titan is the sixth moon of Saturn, and you were not expected to return. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.